It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Here are Fibber and Molly before we get into our story.
Babies, babies, babies. I never saw so many cute-looking baby pictures before.
I like the one that's peeking out from under the blanket.
You mean the little fella that wants to know if he's covered?
That's him. And that's a good question, too. Lots of people have been asking that lately.
Friends, McGee and I are looking at some of the wonderful baby photographs in a little booklet put out by the Prudential. It's called Plain Talk, and it answers the questions you've been asking about Social Security. Questions like, am I covered? How much will my family get if I'm not here? How much will I get when I'm 65?
This 30-page booklet gives you easy-to-understand facts and figures on Social Security benefits and how much they are and how to get them. It's just loaded with information.
And loaded with those baby pictures we were talking about. They're cute and amusing, like we said, but they also do a good job pointing up those all-important questions and answers on Social Security.
You can get a copy of Prudential's Plain Talk without cost. Just scribble your name and address on a card and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Get a load of the sort of telephone conversation that goes on all the time between Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista and his friendly family physician.
Are you trying to tell me I'm wrong again, you big ham stitcher? What do you mean I don't know what I'm talking about?
I just mean you're stupid, that's all.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I was as stupid as you are stupid, I wouldn't go calling a guy that ain't stupid stupid stupid. And furthermore, you big whaleress, I ought to tell...
Look, you mush-mouthed little rum-dum, why don't you learn the English language? There's no such word as whale-russ.
The heck there ain't. A whale-russ is a walrus as big as a whale, you big whaleress. And you're the type...
Oh, go drown yourself in boiling oil. I got work to do.
Boy... Sure told that big clapperhead where to get off.
Yes, I heard you. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if even the Nelsons next door heard you. McGee, I've been meaning to have a heart-to-heart talk with you about this constant, everlasting, insulting talk that goes on between you and Dr. Gamble. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Ashamed? Why, gee whiz, Molly, I do the best I can. And I think I hold my own with him pretty good, too, all right. I realize Doc makes up some pretty fancy insults, but I'm no slouch at calling names either. And
that's not what I mean, and you know it. I mean, I wish you'd stop it.
Stop it? Stop calling old lard tub a lard tub? You mean stop telling that flabby old horse doctor he's a flabby old horse doctor? You mean stop...
I mean stop. Yes. Dr. Gamble is too good a friend for you to abuse him continually like you do.
Well, he abuses me right back, Molly. Gee whiz, he's just
If you didn't insult him, he wouldn't insult you.
I doubt it.
Look, do Mother a great big favor today, just for once. Let's see what would happen if you didn't say a single nasty, mean, insulting thing to the doctor all day long.
Well, you know how Doc is. He's a grouchy, sarcastic name-calling
If you'll be nice to him, he'll be nice to you. I just know he will. Let's try it for one day, huh?
Okay, I will.
Good.
Yeah, it might be fun at that. Yeah. Next time he walks in here and I treat him polite, it'll get the pompous old witch doctor so confused, he'll think he's in the wrong house. I'll be so nice to him, I'm going to go fix me a sandwich. Okay?
Go right ahead. Help yourself to the refrigerator. Well, I hope this works. If Dr. Gamble's mother has been working on him like I have on McGee. Hello, Mrs. Gamble. Molly. Well, I got McGee to promise to be nice to the doctor for a whole day. Yeah. Huh? Oh, he did, huh? Fine. I do hope they'll both keep their promise, because if we can get them straightened out so they treat each other like human beings instead of always... Here comes Dr. Gamble up the walk now, McGee. And remember your promise. No snide remarks.
Don't worry, I promise. I'll be so sweet to him, he'll think he's been drugged through a bucket of molasses.
Come in.
Well, well, if it isn't my great and good friend, the loved and respected old family physician. Come in, Doctor.
Hello, Molly.
Sit down, Dr. Gamble.
Thanks, Molly. I can't stay. Just stopped in to bring my friend some cigars. Here, friend.
Cigars? For me? Are they loaded?
What? Well, if that...
Oh, he's just joking, Doctor. Yes.
Sure, sure. Joking. Well, thanks, Docky. Alfalfa Coronas.
Patient of mine had a baby. Gave me a handful. I knew this was your brand.
Now, wasn't that sweet and thoughtful of the doctor, McGee?
Yes, well, you are indeed a gentleman. A jolly good fellow and a true friend to man, Doctor.
Yeah. Well, I gotta run along. I got some house calls to make, some work to do.
What a pity. It would be so nice if you two boys could just spend the day together. You always have fun.
And we can spend the day together.
Huh?
I'm gonna do something nice for you, George. Give me my hat, will you, Molly? I'm going to drive Doc around all day while he makes his call.
Oh, no. No, you don't need to.
That's a nice thought, McGee.
No need to at all. I've been driving myself for years.
Well, today you can just rest between calls, Doctor.
McGee.
Because you got yourself an A-number-1 chauffeur. Oh. I'll do the driving and you do the doctoring. Oh. Come on, this is going to be fun.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, here is a special announcement for smokers of king-size cigarettes. A price increase has just been announced for leading king-size cigarettes, but not for Viceroys. The price of king-size filter-tip Viceroy stays the same. I repeat, the price increase on king-size cigarettes will not affect Viceroys. The price of king-size Viceroy stays the same. If you are one of the king-size smokers who will have to pay the new increase in price, now is the time to change to Viceroys. Viceroys give you all the advantages, all the pleasure of king-size smoking, plus the remarkable flavor flow filter with 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter out what you don't want in for richer, smoother flavor. Yes, only Viceroys bring to you the filter that lets real flavor through. Get Viceroys today. Viceroy, the king-size cigarette with the exclusive flavor flow filter. Remember, the price increase on king-size cigarettes will not affect Viceroy. The price of Viceroy stays the same.
Watch it!
Whoops! Your car handles beautifully, Doctor.
Yeah.
If it didn't, I'd have never swung up over the curb in time to miss that truck like that.
Well, look, I'll drive, McGee. I feel...
No, sir. You just relax and let me do the work.
Ooh.
Glad to do it. You got enough on your mind just thinking about your patients, George. You relax. Whoop!
Oop.
Here's your next stop. There you are, Docky, old man. Hop out and I'll be right with you.
With me? Oh, you don't need to come in. Just wait here. I'll be...
And let you climb them steps to old man Pfluger's apartment carrying your own satchel? No, sir. I'll carry your bag in.
Oh, no. I've been carrying it for 30 years. No. Don't bother.
Bother, he calls it. Why, doctor... This is one of the joys of my life, playing my tiny, inconspicuous part in the march of science. I got the bag. You just come along and do the doctoring. Any way I can help.
Coming along fine, Mr. Pfluger. Just rest and take those pills 3 times a day and you'll be okay.
Oh, thanks, doctor. I'll...
And if you don't feel better by tomorrow, Mr. Pfluger, double the dose. Take them 6 times a day and you'll get well twice as fast because science proves...
McGee! 3 times a day, Mr. Pfluger. Like the doctor says.
Yeah.
Come on, McGee. And I think you can send Billy back to school tomorrow, Mrs. Thomas.
Well, my stars, I hope so, Doctor. I'm not very strong myself, and a sick young'un is enough to wear a body out. Especially when he's not sick enough to be quiet.
Well, he has no temperature, and his appetite's good, so...
Hey, Doc, I just took the boy's temperature myself.
What?
Are you sure you read that thermometer right? Because it looks to me like he's got over 98 degrees of fever and...
Oh, give me that thermometer. 98 6/10 is normal.
Oh?
Are you sure you know what you're doing, Doctor? If your assistant says the boy's got a fever...
He is not my assistant, Mrs. Thomas. He's my chauffeur. And, McGee, if you'll kindly go on out to the car...
Oh, sure, Doctor, sure. Just trying to help and see that 98.6 is normal, huh?
And if you ever go out on calls with me again, McGee, I doubt it, but if you ever do... Let's not be so loudly different in our diagnoses, okay?
Whatever you say, Doctor. I just want to help you all I can.
If I hadn't made a promise to my mother to be... Anyhow, I appreciate your helping me, but When I told Mrs. Parkhouse her little girl had strained her eyes reading comic books, I'd have liked it if you hadn't insisted it was pink eye. So loudly.
Oh? Well, I saw that you'd made a mistake, Doc, and I didn't want you to be embarrassed later, so I thought I'd help. I had pink eye as a kid. I know pink eye.
You've been very kind, but I just can't take any more. Take any more of your time, I mean.
Oh, that's okay.
I can't impose on you any longer. Just stop up here in front of your house, and I'll take my car from there.
Oh, I'm in no hurry, Doc. I'll drive all day. I promised myself that I'd be nice to you today. Help you out, like a good friend.
Just stop the car at your house. I'll go on home. I'm not making any more calls today.
Oh, okay. Just glad to be of help to my my best friend. Oh, there's Molly out in front. Hi, kiddo. We're back.
Well, hello, you two. Have a nice day together?
Hello, Molly.
I helped him like crazy all day, Molly. Just like I promised. Drove his car, carried his bag, helped with his patients.
I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's wonderful to see you two together without you bickering and insulting each other. Wait a minute. Did you say you helped him with his patients, McGee?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you what he means, Molly. He means he's just about driven me into a nervous breakdown. That's what he means.
What? Why?
Huh?
Stuck his nose into every single call I made today. Gave me an argument on my diagnosis. What? Changed my prescriptions. Told my patients they had a fever when they didn't have any.
Why, of all the nasty, ungrateful fakes. That's gratitude for you. Trying to help you, and what do I get?
Help me do what? Lose all my patients?
No, doctor, he didn't mean that.
You don't need any help to lose all your patients, you big sadist.
Ah, McGee, don't.
You'd have lost them long ago if they'd ever got strength enough to get up and run for their life.
Why are you insulting little loudmouth?
Please, doctor, don't.
Who's a loudmouth, you big slab of flab? If I hadn't promised Molly I'd be nice to you.
If I hadn't promised my mother I'd hit you right in the
Molly,
nose.
Molly, Molly, Molly.
You don't go calling
Carrie
again.
No, I give up.
Don't you up
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wall saying that two of your favorite musical stars are heard on NBC each Wednesday evening. Who are they? You've guessed it, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. In case you haven't heard the Dinah Shore Show, you've got a treat in store. This show has that easy-going, relaxing quality that makes it easy to take. And Dinah always has an extra tune or two that's sure to please. Hear the Dinah Shore Show Wednesdays on NBC Radio. Besides Dinah, there's the Frank Sinatra Show, in which Frankie sings a song or two, gives out with a few of his original thoughts, and tells you what's new in the musical world. Listen to the Frank Sinatra Show on NBC every Wednesday. And there's one more entertainer on Wednesday nights who doesn't sing but manages to do pretty well, Groucho Marx. Groucho ad-libs his way through a maze of laughs and situations to bring you one of the funniest shows on the air, You Bet Your Life. It's another Wednesday night great on NBC Radio.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. It's just disgraceful.
Please, Molly, you've been saying that ever since before dinner, kiddo.
Why two grown men have to act like a couple of silly children, I don't know.
Excuse me. McGee's residence. McGee speaking. Huh? Oh, my gosh, it is, ain't it? Oh, I forgot all about it, too. Yeah, right away. Song.
You and Dr. Gamble both ought to apologize to each other.
Now, tell me later, will you, kiddo? I clear forgot this is bowling night. That was good old Doc. I got to meet him at the bowling alley right away.
What?
Now, don't wait up for me. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Jean Vanderpile as Mrs. Thomas. Don't forget to be with us again tomorrow night, same time. Good night.
Join Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.